when we note in John 1 and 2 the route that the Lord Jesus Christ takes, we know that he was baptized in the wilderness of Judea. We know that he penetrated deeper into that wilderness to be tempted of the devil. We know that he returned to the scene of his baptism, where John declared him to be the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. We know that he attracted two of John's disciples, whom he called to be his own disciples. We know then that they recruited other disciples, namely Peter and Philip and Nathanael. We know that they then walked north to Galilee, and we know that after the wedding feast in Cana, they walked back south to Jerusalem, because we find the Lord Jesus Christ in the temple in Jerusalem at the time of the Passover in John 2:13. And when the Lord found in the temple those who sold the oxen and the sheep and the doves and the money changers, we saw that he made a scourge of small cords to drive them all out. We know that the Lord Jesus was a carpenter, apprenticed, we would think, in his father's shop in Nazareth. We only know that he made one thing. He made a scourge of judgment, and he used it. We need to understand that the Lord was not out of control. We know he wasn't out of control because we learn that he didn't drive the doves away. If he had driven the doves away, the owners could not have retrieved them. He drove the animals away, which could be easily retrieved. But he commanded that those who were in charge of the doves take them away. So many lessons to see what the Lord does. Offense, but under control. I'm Ronnie Stevens, and this is Rampart. Visit us at rampartpublications.com.